middle of the airwaves.
Or you may not. It's up to you. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450-3733. And join us on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Coming up, the contradictions between the United States and the government of the United States, their position on press freedom around the world, and their position on press freedom here in the United States. We'll share that with you from RT first to the phones and your thoughts. And we've still got more. We could fill a whole other hour with police abuse stories, but I figured we should change it up a little bit here. We've got Philly calling from North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, Philly.
Hey.
Hey, you're on the air.
What should I do for my radio talk show?
Do what?
Become a radio talk show host when I grow up. I start my own YouTube channel. What should I talk about?
You should talk about what you're passionate about.
What are you passionate about, Philly?
I don't know. I'm super tired.
Well, you're pretty
good to do it, man.
Yeah, you probably need to have some energy. Maybe record the show in the morning or something like that. Whenever it is during the day that you aren't feeling super tired, unless your show is for people who are narcoleptic.
All right.
Good luck, Philly, and thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number.
My son Jack has taken to watching YouTube videos. He would rather do this than watch anything else.
Really?
And
are they like Barney, or like what's he watching on YouTube?
Boring videos of people putting together Legos. And
oh, no.
This is what he wants to... Dude, you wouldn't believe this. There's a Lego video game out there. A guy playing a Lego video game and talking about his experience playing the Lego video game has like a million views.
These are called Let's Play. There's different people doing them, but kind of the theme, I guess, is Let's Play, where somebody plays a video game and kind of talks about their experience, what they think about the game, how to play the game, things like that. I mean, for people that haven't seen a game that, you know, they're considering buying, it's a good way to kind of get a peek inside what it looks like.
Yeah.
But it does seem like a lot of views, doesn't it?
It does seem like a lot.
But so now this is kind of disturbing. Does this mean that Jack is no longer playing with his own Legos? Is he spending more time watching other people?
He doesn't get to watch that much.
So you're cutting him off.
There's a certain amount of video stuff he can watch at certain times, so he's not allowed to watch all that much. But what amazes me is that the time that he gets to watch a video, he'd like to watch. Sometimes it's just pictures of the instruction booklet folded. I mean, this is how into the Legos he is. He just wants to see the instruction booklet page by page by page.
So what is motivating him, do you think, here? Is it that he gets to see Lego sets that he doesn't have?
He wants to talk about that all the time.
Talk about getting the sets that he's looking
Whatever way he could go about acquiring these other sets.
Okay, so he's not looking at sets that he already has. He's looking at sets
Rarely.
That he doesn't have. I see.
So, you know, he's envious.
How did he find it? Did he just search in Lego and, like...
Well, yeah, I mean, he can type in Lego and fire truck and things like that. He knows how to spell these words, and he's going to have to because I'm not going to do it for him. So, I'll ask him questions like, ooh, what's the first letter of Lego? Ooh, and, you know, that kind of thing. At some point or another, he just gave up trying to get Daddy to type things for him. And
Google can help correct the mistakes anyway.
It certainly does. I mean, it's YouTube. Type in two letters, and it's got Lego, something
sure.
or other. And he's off, looking. And then it'll show another video and another video and another video, and pretty soon he's looking at instruction booklets.
Amazing.
Fire trucks. It's amazing.
All right. So other?
Goes to show that you can put anything up and people will watch it.
Somebody's watching old Dave from New York's videos. So, yeah, you're right about that. Mr. Tackpants, he still gets some views.
Frankly, the ones with your opinions and stuff like that seems to be comedy and entertainment is the way to go as far as getting views.
Or apparently building Legos on a video game.
Well, with the video game, the guy's talking about it. He attempts to be entertaining. I don't know how he does it, but, anyway.
Wow. I'm just trying to think, like, why somebody would want to watch a video game of somebody playing with Legos. And why would someone even want to play a video game about playing with Legos?
Well, the video game is about the Lego movie.
But you're building Lego things in the game? Because there are Lego games where you control the Lego man, and the Lego man goes around and, like, he's Batman or he's some other character from,
right.
you know, whatever other movie. And you know, they put the character into certain, you know, sequences where things are happening. There's guns to be fired and weapons and things. There's actual goals to the game. Just to just have a, you know, oh, here, you can build with digital Legos. It seems to just take the fun out of it.
That's not what it's about. I mean, it's, you know, you're going through the plot of the movie. The Lego movie wasn't a digital a movie about digitally putting together Legos.
No, I wouldn't think it was. You said it was a really good movie. I'm sorry. When you first said what he was doing, it made it sound like he was building. The person in the video was building Legos.
There's a variety of things he watches, all of them boring, and they all have to do with Legos.
Right.
So one of them is, the one that amazes me the most, is some jackball playing a video game as he talks about it, and he's gotten, I don't want to speak out of school because I haven't been able to find it, I won't let him touch my
computer. I'm sorry, what I misunderstood.
And infected, but 10 million views.
Oh, you saw, I thought you said 1 million.
I don't want to talk out of school, I think that's what it is, though.
1 million, 10 million, what's the difference? But what I thought you were saying, and I apologize if I misunderstood, I thought you were saying that the video of the guy playing the Lego game was a guy building some sort, that there was some sort of Lego game where you build with Legos. It wouldn't surprise me if a game like that existed, but apparently you were saying it was actually a Lego movie game, which is totally different from that.
Yeah, I'm sort of looking around here. I don't have any clue which one of these it is online. But I was
like,
just
what you are saying is there are videos of people building actual Lego sets.
There's a video of somebody doing everything.
Like time lapse. Is it like a time lapse thing?
Well, they'll just what they'll do is they'll put the parts on and they'll set it there and take a picture, and then put the parts on and set it in there and take a picture, and you know they'll sort of stop motion the building of the Lego.
Yeah, okay.
And frankly,
that's kind of cool.
To me, that's more interesting than the rest of the stuff I've seen.
Yeah.
And I certainly can't imagine watching it over and over again.
So did Jack get some Lego stuff for his birthday recently?
Well, he gets Legos all the time.
Spoiling him.
No. He gets one Lego from Daddy and Mommy and on his birthday and one on Christmas.
Okay, that doesn't sound like all the time then.
Well, the grandparents and other people buy them for him. I mean, people have sent him Legos to the Free Talk Live email box.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, I think that in the one case it was used Legos, but they're like, I don't need these anymore, and they've sent them to our
used Legos
box.
Are great. I mean, look,
well,
Legos.
That's the best.
Right. Well, Legos, first of all, they're expensive as hell. I actually quit playing with Legos as a kid because it was too expensive of a toy. I had to buy all my own Lego sets.
Sure.
So that's why I gave up. But I remember once finding this, like, treasure trove at this garage sale. It was this humongous bin full of just random Legos, and I got it for, like, $2. And, you know, most Legos, you build the thing and it just sits there on a shelf.
Right. And this is the thing that I've attempted to avoid all along is the putting together of a toy and then playing with the toy. I would much rather see there's these creator sets that do three things at once. So, you have to sort of do
those. You can change them.
Yeah. And there's those. And I've also tried to acquire as best I could the just sort of random blocks. And he's just now getting into the building the random blocks.
Building his own thing.
Building his own stuff out of random blocks, and the things he makes are fantastical and sort of bizarre and obviously not very aerodynamic. He flies them anyway, though.
Yeah, it would be totally way better to have a Lego set that you can actually just keep changing rather than just building it and letting it sit there like I did as a kid, and then it just collects dust. It's
annoying. I think that's the biggest problem with some of the sets is it's just like you don't know what to do once you've built it.
Yeah, there's some minimal amount of play that you can get involved in, but they're not exactly the best playing kind of toys either. You know, they're kind of brittle to some extent. You know, you drop it, it's gonna snap.
Put it back together.
Something's gonna break. Anyway, there you go. My experiences with Legos and Jack. So our number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, Press Freedom, RT has the story, RT.com. U.S. government is going after reporters in its own country. They're saying it's not a violation of press freedom. Announcing its third annual Free the Press campaign to ironically highlight censorship, and I put in the word ironically, and oppression of journalists around the world, the U.S. State Department made it clear that it doesn't consider press freedom issues in the United States in the same way that it does abroad. The aim of the third annual Free the Press campaign is to focus attention on journalists or media outlets that are censored, attacked, threatened, or otherwise harassed because of their reporting. Sounds good so far. We'll give you the rest of the story here in moments on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
All right, hold on, hold on. We've got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes. They say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Toll free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Don't forget, we've got Skype on into the show. Username is lrn.fm. Send a contact request first. We'll get you added in, and then it's easy to call on Skype from that point forward. With you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
And Mark, tell me about some good coffee. Where do I get that?
coffee.freetalklive.com, and you can get it for free. You go there, you go to coffee.freetalklive.com, you sign up for the subscription program that we've got there, and you can cancel this at any time. You'll get your first pound for free of BuzzBox coffee. It's top 1% grade Arabica beans, shade grown, 100% organic. It's delicious. I drink it every day. Believe me, wonderful coffee. What BuzzBox also does is they make it possible for partners like us to offer microloans to people in third world countries so that they can live better lives. For every 10 people who sign up to get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, through BuzzBox there, we are able to offer another microloan to make another family life better. So there you go. Through World Vision, coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right. We continue here with a story from RT.com. Now, yes, I understand. RT is Russia Today. That's what it stands for. It's a Russian news agency created by the Russian government. So they're probably not the best at reporting on things in Russia, like being critical of, say, Putin, for instance. But from what I've seen, they are darn good at reporting on things happening in the United States. They are Johnny on the spot when it comes to pointing out some of the just terrible things the U.S. government people do.
Right. What people don't generally say about RT is that they're lying. About many of these stories, they'll always point the finger and say Russia, 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 and I got it.
It's no different than the BBC, really. I mean, the BBC, government-funded television programming. RT, government-funded television programming.
What about PBS? What about NPR? I mean, yeah. This is the problem with any kind of government funding. I don't believe in government funding for any news agency, but it's surprisingly Al Jazeera is another one.
Is Al Jazeera government-funded?
I believe it is.
By whom?
Bahrain.
Really?
I'd have to check to
I'm
make sure that
in
I think that's right.
More about that. That's an interesting claim. So RT.com will post the full story for you, but meaning the U.S. State Department, is ironically throwing the third annual Free the Press campaign to focus attention on, quote, journalists or media outlets that are censored, attacked, threatened, or otherwise harassed because of their reporting. But apparently, the U.S.'s own crackdown on journalists, particularly those involved in whistleblowing, is a completely separate category to be highlighted by such an event, as Jen Psaki, the spokesperson for the U.S. State Department, made clear. We highlight, as we often do, where we see issues with media freedom around the world, she told Matthew Lee of the Associated Press, who asked if she believes there are some problems with press freedom in the United States that should be discussed at this conference as well. Lee asked, otherwise harassed? Does that include those who may have been targeted, harassed, imprisoned, or otherwise whatever by the United States government? Getting no clear answer, he continues the questioning.
That's what politicians do.
Asking whether the United States administration regards, quote, attempting to prosecute American journalists as an infringement of press freedom, unquote. So this guy's asking some pretty tough questions of this bureaucrat.
The U.S. press is pretty good about holding the bureaucrats accountable for, stuff against the U.S. press. Now, what they're bad about is who they decide the press is. If it's one of the big news agencies, yeah, they'll be good about that. But if it's just some blogger, no, they don't count.
Ms. Psaki, the spokesbureaucrat, was quick to reply she was not sure what the AP reporter was referring to exactly. So Lee, the AP reporter, had to specify that among many cases, and there have been many cases just we've talked about here on Free Talk Live of reporters, both in print and television reporters, being threatened, trying to be coerced into giving up information about sources, for instance. There have been multiple stories
sure.
like this that we've covered. So the man, the AP reporter, chose one. He chose the James Reason case. And on Friday, the U.S. Justice Department urged the U.S. Supreme Court to reject New York Times correspondent and Pulitzer Prize winner James Reason's petition on reporter's privilege, which could force him to go to jail for not disclosing his source. So he's currently under fire. He's filed in his case. And the Justice Department has urged the court to reject his legal filing in this case. The request comes after the Obama administration lawyers asked the U.S.
Right.
Supreme Court to not even hear testimony.
Here's what I want you to ask yourself. If you're like, feeling like I should hear more about this to decide one way or the other. Look, if we the press don't have the opportunity to ask questions of people anonymously where we can keep our sources secret,
right,
then you're going to know less stuff. People that are afraid of an arrest, okay, so I ask a crack dealer, how do you go about getting your crack, right? The crack dealer, references in his mind, okay, the press has a certain amount of freedom and they're able to hide their sources. Good. I will talk to this person and I will give them whatever information I wish because I am safe. And if I don't have that kind of
privilege, if the government gets its way in this case.
Indeed, because at that point you have less and less information. The government has less information.
Fewer
the government
people,
should want to know where the crack comes from.
Fewer people will be willing to whistleblow to reporters, and fewer reporters will be willing to report on whistleblowing. Because if the reporter tries to protect their source, they'll go to jail. So it's going to be a huge chilling effect on the free speech, the freedom of the press, as this court case and others have continued on. So in the State Department, Lee continued his line of questioning, asking the spokesbureaucrat, if the U.S. State Department regards Reason's case as an infringement of press freedom or not. He says, and I would suspect that you do not, but I want to make sure that's the case. She responds, quote, as you know, and I'll of course refer to the Department of Justice, but the leaking of classified information is in a separate category. What we're talking about here, as you all know, and unfortunately we have to talk about on a regular basis here, is the targeting of journalists. She said that she's referring to the arrests, the imprisonment, for simply exercising their ability to tell a story. So what she's saying is that this is classified information that is being leaked, and so therefore a special rule should apply, and those journalists should be subject to jail if they don't reveal their source.
That's because governments are special. And
this government is
yes,
special.
That's really what it comes down to. I don't think anybody here is fooled by it all. But really, if the government makes everything secret, then you can't tell any stories about the government. And the evidence is that like 10 times as much stuff is secret than it was like a decade ago. It's just getting more and more secret. Government transparency under this president, and frankly the president before him, but this president even more than anyone else, has really diminished.
Lee continued his grilling, clarifying that reporters in question here have not leaked the information, but simply published it. So is it correct, then, that you don't believe, that you don't regard that as an infringement of press freedom, he asks the bureaucrat. She says, we don't, drawing a line under the Free the Press campaign announcement. New York bases committee to protect journalists in their New York bases. In their 2013 report on the freedom of speech in the U.S. noted that the Obama administration continuously violates the freedom to share information. Six government employees plus two contractors, including Edward Snowden, have been subjects of felony criminal prosecution since 2009 under the 1917 Espionage Act, accused of leaking classified information to the press, compared with a total of three such prosecutions in all previous U.S. administrations. So it's on the increase. More coming up here on Free Talk Live.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want. Here, toll free, 855-450-FREE, and Skype into the show, username lrn.fm. Again, that toll free number, 855-450-3733. Talking about press freedom and the hypocrisy of the United States federal government. On one hand, the State Department is having themselves a little get-together, a conference of some sort, the Free the Press campaign, to bring attention to journalists that are censored, attacked, threatened, and otherwise harassed because of their reporting.
A mutual back-scratching fest going on here. Essentially, what the State Department is showing how much they care about press freedom around the world.
Yes, that's what they're claiming. But they just mean around the world, not within the United States, where anybody who's a journalist who's involved in assisting in classified information getting out to the public and is attempting to, for instance, protect their sources of that information, to protect the whistleblowers who are looking to blow the whistle on government corruption. The government agency here, the State Department, says they're not concerned with that. Oh, well, that's classified information. So that's a whole other category, they say. We'll continue the story here coming up. Also, Mark, we're doing something special with the Free State Project. It's involving cancer kids and heifers.
You've really summed it up, Ian. Indeed, I have pledged to give some money, and then you pledged, and then some other people have pledged. So
what's the total?
The total is $40, as far as I know, and some people may be matching me out there without having contacted me on it. But
okay.
32 St. Jude Children's Research Hospital.
$30 per Free State Project signer will
That's
go to
correct.
St. Jude.
Every signer that signs up before the end of April.
Oh, okay. So that's coming up.
Yep. It's coming up real close. And we're almost done here. We'll see where it pans out. But so far, I don't feel exactly like I've been stressed on what we're giving. I really would have loved to see our signers hit 16,000 with this plan. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. And also, there's $10 for every signer going to Heifer International. So not only are we giving to kids with cancer, but, you know, families around the world that need, you know, to eat, ways to help feed the hungry. So there you
go. Very cool. So you can go and sign up for the Free State Project. If you love liberty and you've been thinking about it, this is the best time you can do it because you're really going to help some folks out with these contributions. So go to freestateproject.org, get signed up there. Again, the idea is to bring liberty-minded people all to the same geographic area so we can actually have an impact. We can make a difference, get people elected, actually see more freedom in our lifetime. Something you've been thinking about doing, now's the time to go and do it. You've got, what, 2 days left? Through the 30th?
Yep, to the end of it.
Through what? To 11:59 p.m. on the 30th?
The very last moment.
All right, so, and then we'll announce the details on how many people signed up the following day, I would imagine.
That's correct.
So, back to the story here. RT.com reporting on the U.S. government's hypocrisy. On one hand, they claim they want to support press freedom worldwide, but on the other hand, if you're helping the whistleblowers get their word out in the United States, then, you know, it doesn't matter to the State Department if you get prosecuted. They're totally okay with that. According to the story here, six government employees plus two contractors have been subjects of felony criminal prosecutions under the Espionage Act, compared with a total of three such prosecutions in all the previous U.S. administrations. So under Obama, there have been six whistleblowers plus two contractors who have been persecuted by this administration. The NGO, that is the I'm not sure what that stands for.
A non-governmental organization.
Non-governmental organization notes that reporters' phone logs and emails are secretly subpoenaed and seized by the Justice Department. And in the case of the New York Times reporter, he's being forced to testify against a defendant or go to jail. In 2006, James Reason, he's the reporter in question that's specified here, he's not the only reporter who's been attacked by the U.S. government, but he published a book entitled State of War, The Secret History of the CIA and the Bush Administration, exposing CIA abuses that he had discovered. In particular, Chapter 9 of that book disclosed an attempt by the CIA to have a former Soviet nuclear scientist, subvert the Iranian nuclear program. Arguments presented in Reason's book forced the U.S. Department of Justice to search his phone, credit card, and bank records to compile a case against a former CIA agent, Jeffrey Sterling, charged under the Espionage Act for allegedly leaking the Iranian story to the reporter. The DOJ subpoenaed Reason to testify about his business with Sterling. Politico reported Friday that the DOJ has formally asked the Supreme Court not to hear Reason's appeals to the previous appeals court decision, which Reason won, saying that even if the Supreme Court believes journalists have a right to reporters' privilege in criminal cases, that Reason's case presents a poor example. The government argued in their brief Friday, quote, "While the question presented does not warrant this court's review, this case is a particularly unsuitable vehicle." In a brief filed on Friday, the document says that, quote, "Although many states recognize a reporter's privilege of some sort in some circumstances, no consensus exists about who qualifies for such a privilege, what types of communications are covered, and the circumstance in which it may be invoked."
That's true.
So there's nothing consistent, so they say, let's prosecute everybody and see what sticks.
Well, right. I mean, you know, and of course, these reporters and these news agencies, they have to pay to defend themselves, whereas the federal government, they use your taxpaying dollars to do these, you know, these witch hunts.
And really, we've kind of focused on a press freedom theme toward the last half of the show here tonight with the story about the caller who called in who was arrested for simply recording a video of a police interaction. So, you know, on a larger level, you've got this guy's a Pulitzer Prize winner, this James Reason. And this is a major journalist out there, and he's being attacked. And little guys on the street, you and I, we're being attacked when we record the police. It's from top to bottom, all the way from the federal government, all the way down to your local police department. These people do not like the freedom of the press, and they are doing everything they can within the boundaries of the law and just outside of those boundaries, they're pushing those boundaries constantly to see what, you know, what steps can be made towards fewer freedoms.
And that's happening all, you know, in every aspect of American life. I don't know what it's like around the rest of the world, but it's here, is that the government is pressing constantly at every freedom. And they're the ones that, you know, and it costs them nothing. So they just
keep pushing,
and then they're successful a little bit here and there. Sometimes the courts push them back. There's no doubt about it. But if they, you know, if it's two steps forward, one step back, they're still a step forward. If it's, you know, three steps forward, two steps back, they're still a step forward. It doesn't matter. By the way, I don't think it's three steps forward, one back. It's more like three steps forward, Anyway, I got it all. They're constantly moving forward, and I think they're moving forward at a faster pace than we are, you know, holding. And it's really, it's
all
upsetting.
Right. I mean, you're right. They're totally, they're fully funded. The courts, they all work together. The courts, these departments, whatever, they're all on the same team, ultimately. And it can be a little distressing. It can be frustrating to look at news like this and to wonder, where is this going to go? What is going to happen in the long run? And I think that, you know, really it really ultimately comes down to you and what you're willing to do. Are you willing to do what our caller did earlier and record somebody being arrested in public, even knowing that it could get you in further, you could get you in hot water, that you could be the one facing criminal charges?
Well, the evidence is no, that most people won't do that.
You think most people won't? More, I think, are willing to do it today than have been in the past.
I think that
more have the tools today than have in the past.
Indeed, they have the tools.
But it's arrests like that are going to dissuade some people from doing it. They're not going to, I mean, you don't want to get arrested. Most people don't want to get plucked out of whatever it is they've been enjoying. You know, he was just enjoying a night in the bar with his friends, and then this situation comes up. He does the right thing, and he gets punished for it. You know, no good deed goes unpunished. So that's going to resonate with people and going to scare them into more complacency. I think that we need to have people stand up. We need more action like recording the cops. We need more reporters to do critical reporting on the government, now more so than ever. But now is a scary time to do those things. So you really have to stand up in the face of all that fear, and you have to be willing to do it. Now, of course, if you move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, you'll have more people around who are willing to stand up. Our friend Adamo Freeman from CopBlock.org is going to court tomorrow, and he's facing wiretapping charges again. Even though the Supreme Court overturned his conviction on wiretapping, they brought the charges back around. And I'll update you on that tomorrow. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at Angioprim.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and moments remain here, but enough time for your call and thoughts if you dial now, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And join us online over at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy Free Talk Live and you like what we're doing here on the show, you like that we're talking about the ideas of freedom on a nightly basis, 7 nights a week. We are live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time. If you appreciate that, then you can become an amplifier for $5 a month. And we'll take that $5 in and we will invest it into Free Talk Live, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board through our Google AdWords campaign, which your $5 a month is supporting. In fact, right now, your $5 a month will be doubled to $10 a month through the generosity of about 6 of our listeners who have stepped up to offer up to $950 a month in matching contributions. We could still raise a few hundred extra dollars per month to meet that $950 goal, so we could use your help. If you want to help us out, help get the ideas of freedom out even further, and double the money that essentially you'd be putting into it. So $5 becomes 10, 10 becomes 20, etc. And that matching offer is good for at least the next several months. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there and get access to special AMP perks like the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only call-in lines, as well as the brand new AMP-only Facebook group, which has been very, very popular. So if you're on Facebook, you're definitely going to want to get in there. And so go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up. You can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard right there on the front page of amp.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, let's see. Should we go back to bad cops, since that's in the bulk of the show?
You did tease the story about the young gal who was scrawling stuff on her desk.
That's right, the graffiti story.
Yep. You want to do that
one? Tell me about that one.
Okay, great. So from CNN, there was no profanity, no hate, just the words, "I love my friends, Abby and Faith."
Oh.
Lex was here. 2-1-10.
2010?
Well, yes. I mean, the story's got an update on it, I believe.
Hmm.
You know, actually, this is a really old story that somebody presented to me as a new one. Yeah, anyway, poor Lex. She got taken to jail.
Well, it's the first time we've heard it.
Yeah, indeed. She got taken to jail. She's 12 years old. She liked to dance and draw. Now she's old. But, the police The junior high school in Forest Hills called the police, and the seventh grader was taken across the street to the police precinct. Alexa's hands were cuffed behind her back, and tears gushed as she escorted from the school into the in front of the teachers and the worst audience for all pre-adolescence girls, her classmates. They put the handcuffs on me, and I couldn't believe it, Alexa recalled. I didn't want them to see me being handcuffed, thinking I'm a bad person. Mm. Alexa is no longer facing suspension, according to a spokeswoman for the New York City Department of Education. Still, there's the case of the doodling preteen has raised concerns about the use of zero-tolerance policies in schools. Critics say that the police have gone too far, overreacting and using well-intentioned rules for incidents involving nonviolent offenses,
not just
drawing
on
desks.
Not just the police. I mean, look, when you call the police, you should know, and people don't know this, but you should know that whoever it is, and whatever the reason is you called the police, someone might die. If you call the police for whatever it is, and we've had a grandma call the cops because her teenage grandson took a car for a joyride, that kid ended up dying in the custody of the state.
Don't you think it's a little less likely if a school calls the police?
No, I mean, we already heard about a
five-year-old. Don't shoot people in schools.
I'm not saying they're likely going to die. I'm just saying that you should know that if you call the police, someone might die. It might be you. You know, you never know what the cops are going to do.
There's a good chance it'll be your dog.
It's like the thing where they say, you know, if you call the firemen, you don't know what kind of stuff they're going to break when they come into your house to do whatever it is they're going to do. You just call the firemen and you hope that things work out.
Yeah.
You call the police and you hope you don't end up in handcuffs.
Speaking as a fireman, I can tell you that you don't want to call us. The last guy's house I was in, we tore out the whole wall looking for hot spots on a chimney fire.
Mm.
The whole thing. We could see his front lawn from his living room.
Wow.
You know, this is what happens when you call. Here's what you need to do if you're, you're going to have a problem with fire in your life. It's a good idea. It's a very good idea. You should do this now. Have a fire extinguisher in your kitchen. Have a fire extinguisher in your garage. Mm-hmm. And have a fire extinguisher in your car. One that's mounted in your car. These things don't cost much. They're like $15.
I don't have one in my car.
Well, you're just playing with the odds. At some point or another, it's going to happen, right? You're going to have a fire, and with your car, it's fine. If the police tear that thing,
run.
if the fire department tears it up and cuts your battery cable and does all that stuff, that's fine. Throw that thing away. Get a real car.
Wait, real car? What's wrong with an old police cruiser?
Yeah, the rear wheel drive up here is just silly.
I've only had trouble with it one time.
Yeah, well, it ain't going to go well.
It didn't go well.
Do you have a fire extinguisher in your kitchen?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And upstairs.
Okay.
Here at the LRN.FM studios. So, let's see. What were you talking about? the graffiti girl. So you call the cops, and when they show up, you don't get to control the situation very much. You could, if you were at your house and you called the police, you could change your mind before they come in. You know what, guys? I'm sorry. This situation is under control. Have a nice day. There are certain situations where you could stop the police from doing something like this, but in a lot of situations, you call the police, they take control of the situation, and then somebody ends up in handcuffs or dead or hurt. In this case, this young girl, 12 years old, she drew on a desk. The school never should have called the police in the first place. This is an administrative thing. They could have very easily dealt with this administratively, write up a referral, come up with some sort of punishment where she has to put on a new desktop or whatever, has to pay at least to buy a new desktop to have the janitor put it on or something like that.
They're talking about all these arrests that go on for different incidences. They're referring to another one here where a 13-year-old wrote okay on her desk and the police handcuffed and arrested her.
Is this the same town?
Yeah, well, city. It's New York City.
Okay.
And schools across the country, police are being asked to step in. In November, a food fight in a middle school in Chicago, Illinois, resulted in the arrest of 25 children.
What?
Some as young as 11. Well, I mean, what?
Ridiculous.
A food fight is more legitimate for an arrest than...
It's a little bit of fun.
I'm not claiming it's not, Ian. These are for kids writing on desks. I mean, the cops are arresting people for writing on desks.
This is crazy.
It's insane. And the punishment would have been when I was in school washing desks.
Yeah, and you said they got a magic eraser now that'll take care of this stuff.
Yeah, a marker, sure. I think you could get a marker off likely with soap and water in most cases.
No kidding. Huh. But I thought they call those things permanent for a reason.
Well, depends on how quickly you get to it.
I guess you're right about that. So any other details on this particular story? Did she comment at all?
Well, I mean, she says that she was horribly embarrassed and she didn't want to...
She didn't want to be seen arrested by her friends because she felt like that would mean, you know, at a glance, that people would think that she's a criminal.
Yep.
And a lot of people feel this way. And in fact, I encounter it when I've gone out to do cop blocking. You know, if you get a video camera, I feel like I'm within my rights to record somebody who's being arrested simply for public kind of accountability purposes.
Sure, you're on public property.
But generally, I don't like to record people when the police are interacting with them. Because unless I get their permission, usually if the police are talking to somebody at a car, they kind of walk, they get the license and they walk back to their car. That's the time that I'll use to talk to the person and say, hey, do you mind if I record this? Some people don't want it recorded because they're embarrassed. They don't want their friends and family to see that they were pulled over.
You should start recording, but then go ask them so that they know that they have the, and, you know, just let them know, hey, I'll erase this if that's what you want. I just want. You know, I just want some accountability here.
Yeah, I don't approach it that way. I mean, different people approach cop blocking in a different way. I mean, just going through and learning things and how people feel and how they react, having the camera out in an initial kind of situation can upset somebody, especially a drunken person. So I've had enough pushback from people where I just don't feel comfortable doing that anymore. I will defer. Like if a cop's just talking to somebody at a car, you know, I don't need to record that. That's not like if the cop were beating on somebody or doing something more violent, then I would feel the urge to record that. Mm. But if it's just a pullover or something or an inquiry of the police.
But you've had some people that are really excited about being recorded at the same time.
Some people do appreciate it. But I think that they appreciate that I'm asking them if they want to be recorded because some people are embarrassed. They don't want people to see the video. They're worried their grandmother or whoever mom is going to see it. And you know, they just want the problems to go away. I think that's the wrong approach, but that's what that's rooted in is that belief that somebody who the police are talking to and or arresting or ticketing is a bad person.
Sure.
And even if the people
stamp judgment.
Right, even if the people who are watching the video love you, they may still think things about you as a result of you having been involved with the police. Now, we know that's not true. The average person, I don't think, knows that in the same way that a lot of people will look at a jail and they'll think, oh, well, that's where the bad people are housed. When, in point of fact, there's plenty of people in that jail and in police custody who've never harmed another human being. So, out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. Plenty of time then for you to bring up whatever you want here on Free Talk Live. And you can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Don't forget our mobile site, for those of you with a smartphone, mobile.freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow.
I've had the hardest time finding someone who loves me for me, not my money.
I just want to find the perfect match.
Finding the right car insurance company can be daunting, especially if you've been burned in the past. Visit Geico.com to find the policy destined for you. One devoted to saving you money, making your life easier, treating you like a princess or a vegan warlock, whatever you're into. Your perfect car insurance company is out there. Geico. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.